Well, now, our second feature this week is written by Keith Skipper and is an appreciation of Norfolk writer Simon Bell. The feature's read by Jill Jewell.
My Footlight Follies with Rackheath Players in the 1970s mustered a passing nod as I compared lines with someone watching closely in the Village Hall wings. I recall Simon Bell as a rather shy lad on the fringes of cultural capers orchestrated by his drama-loving parents. Now he's centre stage in a major role he's penned for himself after determined years of tugging together many rewarding creative strands. His father, Ted Bell, was my boss at the EDP and the Evening News in Norwich, a kindly and gifted sports editor who fed enthusiasms rather than dwell on obvious shortcomings. He and wife Bunny, perhaps a little less forgiving when it came to accepting others acting the fool, worked overtime to steer me and many others towards proper use of disparate talents. Daughter Julie Dignam has embraced the family legacy with 50 years of enthusiasm so far, leading roles including wardrobe mistress and producer. Simon had his hours in the spotlight but preferred offstage duties and decided that a love of performance would have to be expressed in some other manner. He struggled at school after being diagnosed with short sight and admits childhood was a bit of a muddle before he scraped into university in 1978 as a UEA mature student, but ended up with a 2-1 degree and eventually a PhD. He also gained a master's from City University in London and became a Fellow of the British Computer Society and a Senior Fellow of the Higher Education Academy. Simon's degree in development studies set him up for his first work in over 40 developing countries. As a student and then consultant and lecturer, he worked on projects mainly related to other interests, technology and computers. Later on, he became associated with measuring sustainability and co-authored a best-selling book on the topic. Travelling the world as a working academic led to a host of scary adventures in troubled places like Ethiopia, Nigeria, Bangladesh and Cuba. He recalls sitting surrounded by men with Kalashnikovs on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. Guns, grenades and knives fell out of their clothing when they crouched down. A guy walked up and offered a full apology, admitting, "Guns are our weakness." No matter how far or often Simon went away, he always returned to Norfolk, and in 1996 made a big move to the Open University and eventually reached full professor status. The post meant he could remain living on his home patch. He remains a firm champion of the mission and institution of the Open University. Gradually, this seasoned academic, global gadabout and twice chief executive of the Bayswater Research Institute in London realised something new could emerge from such a wide and diverse range of topics. Inspired by an excerpt from Lord of the Rings, studied at school, he went for fiction, but based on things that he knew and relished freedom to think and explore ideas of free of constraints imposed by rigour and discipline of academic furrows. So far, Simon has written 5 linked novels, a dystopian quintet, 2 memoirs and a novella. His first published volume sits proudly on the launching pad, waiting for like-minded companions. The epilogue event, published by the Book Guild Limited, features a global apocalypse caused by artificial intelligence, a current matter of major concern among so many, and resulting in the mental slavery of 95% of humanity. It carries unsettling echoes of nightmare visions created in classics like George Orwell's 1984 and Brave New World by Aldous Huxley. Set on the streets of West London in a research facility near Norwich, Simon Bell's powerful addition to the genre plots how a virus will infect the world, is spread by the exploiting the receptive mindset encouraged by social media. The story is effectively organised as a thriller, but the narrative is centred around 4 ordinary people, 3 love affairs, 2 acts of betrayal, and 1 attempt at redemption. First book of the AI Aftermath series takes Pride of Place at the Jarrell Book Department on Saturday, July the 6th, when the author hosts a celebration of Norfolk writing between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. That shy lad in the wings at Rackheath has certainly got his act together now with countless good lines to share in front of large gatherings. Simon's wife, Rachel Furs, is an accomplished abstract artist and recently staged a successful exhibition of her work in Norwich. The couple attracted labels of Green Crusaders in 2005 when they put up the first domestic wind turbine in South Norfolk at their home in Wicklewood.
Thank you, Jill.